Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I talked the other day about the seek and destroy that is being done on Trump, which, for those of you who don't want to believe me, I'm going to tell you, this is not about Trump. This is seek and destroy conservatives, those who would dare want to see this government change for the better, because this government is run amok. This government is running over its citizens. And we're watching it. I mean, we are literally ignoring the carnage. I feel like I'm a New Yorker and somebody shoots somebody, right? And you just keep on walking like, oh, I didn't see anything. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I don't care about Donald Trump on a personal level outside of the human level. I don't. Trump's a billionaire. He can take care of himself. But what I do care about is how he's being used to attack us. And there are many people out there who don't understand it. And this is what I call the Democrats playing the long game. They have a strategy and it's working. And you should be asking yourself, how is that the case? I'm going to read you a few of Trump's accomplishments here, just for shiggles, because one of my friends asked me to send him this. This is a link. It's on whitehouse.gov. This is historic material frozen in time. The website's no longer updated and links to the external websites and some internal pages may not work. But here's what they talk about. As of January of 2021, Trump administration accomplishments, unprecedented economic boom. Before the China virus invaded our shores, we built the world's most prosperous economy. America gained 7 million new jobs, more than three times the government experts' projections. Middle-class family income rose nearly $6,000, more than five times the gains during the entire previous administration. The unemployment rate reached 3.5%, the lowest in half a century. Achieved 40 months in a row with more job openings and more job hirings. More Americans reported being employed than ever before, nearly 160 million. Jobless claims hit a near 50-year low. The number of people claiming unemployment insurance as a share of the population hit its lowest on record. Incomes rose in every single metro area in the U.S. for the first time in nearly three decades. Unemployment rates for blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, veterans, individuals with disabilities, and those without a high school diploma all reach record lows. Unemployment for women hit the lowest rate in nearly 70 years, lifted nearly 7 million people off of food stamps. Poverty rates for blacks and Hispanics reach record lows. Income inequality fell for two straight years and by the largest amount in over a decade. Bottom 50% of American households saw a 40% increase in net worth. Wages rose faster for low-income and blue-collar workers, a 16% increase. Black home ownership increased from 41.7% to 46.4%. I'm just giving you some things. Here's one that I think is really amazing. The Dow closed above 20,000 for the first time in 2017, topped 30,000 in 2020. The S&P and NASDAQ repeatedly notched record highs. That's for starters. This thing is at least five pages long. Now, again, people ask, what is it about Trump that you like? That record. That's for starters, folks. We're not even getting into foreign policy and what he did to stop Iran from building nukes and making them stop with terror and the terror attacks, how they dissipated, and a host of other things, lowering the crime rate. And how did you feel? How did you feel as an American? I know Democrats and leftists want to tell you, oh, no, there was no big deal. You felt good. You felt like America was back on track. But you know what they do? They tell you, Donald Trump's a racist while he has dinner with a black man and a supposed white supremacist who's hanging out with a black guy and, oh, by the way, was brought to dinner by the black guy. But Trump buys into white supremacy. This latest thing is he doesn't want the Constitution. Completely misinterpret it. I don't think Trump wants to throw away the Constitution. I think what he was saying is, if you're not going to follow the law, why do you even have it? But that gets blown up, blown out of proportion. Now we get this latest headline, because they went after his taxes, and they got him. Trump's taxes show a $19.8 million loan from a company with ties to North Korea. Let me ask you, have you ever owned anything from Daewoo? D-A-E-W-O-O? I have. I think there was a Daewoo car, if I'm not mistaken. Here's what this report says. Former President Donald Trump didn't disclose a $19.8 million loan from a company linked to North Korea when he was running for the White House in 2016. Now, I don't know what you think, but $19.8 million to a billionaire isn't a lot of money. If you had said to me, Barack Obama didn't disclose a loan for $1,900 from a person of Korean, you know, descent or something, I would have looked at you like, really? This is what we're bringing up to go after the guy? $19.8 million is a lot of money to us. It's not a ton to Trump. Maybe it's enough to get his attention, but they linked it to the North Korean company. Forbes reported Sunday that documents compiled by the Trump administration and obtained by New York's Attorney General show a previously unreported liability to the South Korean firm Daewoo for nearly $20 million. Now, see, there's nothing wrong with Daewoo, right? South Korean, not North Korean. But in the mid-90s, Daewoo was the only South Korean firm able to do business inside of North Korea. What? That certainly disqualifies Trump. I mean, we should certainly make this newsworthy that Donald Trump did business with a South Korean firm that actually was approved to do business in North Korea. And so did most other people. You understanding what I'm talking about? This is what drives me crazy. This is merely something to keep Trump in the news that has no bearing on, did he do something wrong? Of course not. He did business with a South Korean firm. We do business with South Korea. It would be like saying, he did business with Samsung and somebody from Samsung has a relative in North Korea. If you don't get this, you're missing the bigger point. This is a seek and destroy. I talked about it the other day. All these Republicans, well, I'm going to run. I'm going to stop Trump. I'm running to stop Trump. Really, John Bolton? Really, Nikki Haley? Do you think you have a shot? I tell you what, why don't you make Kamala Harris your VP running mate? You'd have just as good a shot there. Seriously, conservatives, this is what we've sunk to.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Turbo Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talk about your can of worms, folks. Reparations, it's a can of worms. There have been people who've been wronged. There's no question. Wronged in the past. I heard that a Jewish guy stole George Clinton's, all of the things that he produced when he was with a group called Parliament. That some guy copyrighted all of George Clinton's music because Clinton hadn't done it. You know, that's reparations. He should get that back. There should be, George Clinton should be able to go to court and say, nope, I wrote those songs, this guy doesn't get any of my money. And I don't know if he's done it, because I would certainly give him his money back. But how far do you go back? And I know, it may even apply to me. California wants to give $233,000 to the descendants of former slaves. Pandora's box for sure. Only descendants of former slaves need apply. But let me tell you something. There are a lot of people who are going to be claiming that. And then the question is, are they going to be means testing? What if you're rich? Should you still get that $233,000? What? How much percentage of white can you be before you, it negates it? I've talked about this before. If you really look at it the way that they want us to look at this properly through genealogy, DNA, what do you get? What if you're half black and half white? You still get it? What if you can prove, what if there's nothing that shows that you weren't, that you haven't benefited from being in America? You can't show cause. I mean, that's typically how you get a lawsuit, for example. Anyway, here's what Breitbart reports. The state of California could be facing $233,000 in reparations for each black resident who qualifies as a descendant of African American slaves, according to a consulting report prepared by a special state panel. So California is still luring its black folks by saying, listen, you can get some money from us if you just play your cards right. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you think that, I think there's some number like only 5% of the population were slaves. What bloodline do you need to show? I did our ancestry all the way back to the two slave plantations on my mother and my father's side. I know exactly who we are, where we got started. So I'm certainly a descendant of slaves. I know this with 100% certainty. Now, what that's going to generate, did it impede my life in any way? Don't know. I mean, did some land get snatched from my ancestors? Probably. I mean, what atrocities occurred in my family trees, both sides of the family tree, that I could get compensated for? And the question I would be asking if I was anybody else is, what could I get compensated for? And does the one drop rule apply? There's an old racist doctrine that said if you even had one drop of black people blood, then you were black. So a person who's 99.99999% white could have one drop of black and still qualify. How are they going to do it? I'm curious. And what about white slaves? The Irish were slaves. Some of these poor white folks that came over, they started out in some cases as indentured servants, but some of them became outright slaves. So they said this, the Golden State is considering reparations under a law signed last year, in 2020 rather, by Governor Gavin Newsom. Though California entered the Union in 1850 as a free state. The irony that a free state is still looking to pay reparations, it kind of makes you wonder, how do I put this? Are they trying to buy their vote? The panel, they said, which is not representative of the state, but composed primarily of black members, voted 5-4 to limit reparations to descendants of slavery and issued recommendations that included this. You ready? Separate black schools. They did this in Canada. They had some separated black schools from the other schools, and you know what happened? Well, if you guessed that the black kids got dumber, you were right. They didn't have, it wasn't, the education system didn't, in the old days, when black schools existed, blacks were as educated as whites. We took pride in education. The teachers were like, we'll show those white teachers. The students were like, we'll show those white students. Not anymore. Separate. Let your kid go to a, quote, black school and watch what happens. Sadly, they aren't going to get more educated. Anyway, they go on to say there's broad public support in California for restoring property unjustly taken from black owners, as is the case of Bruce's Beach, which has been restored to their heirs of a couple from whom it was taken in the 1920s. That's great. I agree with that. That's close enough. We know somebody came and just gangstered that property away from that couple. But they go, there is limited support for reparations in the general sense. Why? You know the answer. People are not stupid. They're going, why should I pay for something I had nothing to do with? Oh, but it was your ancestors. Well, then you should have charged them. I know this. If I were white living in America right now, you wouldn't get a nickel out of me, black people. Not a nickel. And let me tell you, there may come a time. I'm just going to tell you, the worm can turn. And people come back and they say, okay, let's look at all the crime that black people committed against whites. What they did, especially murders. And we're going to look at that and get our reparations back. Because, you know, if you want reparations back for murder of blacks, and there are some, Emmett Till, many others, people should have been in lawsuits over this stuff. Rightfully so. But not based on color. Based on what you did. Emmett Till, I wouldn't care if it was a white kid who got accused of rape and then, you know, by a black woman and they hung the white kid or shot him or did whatever. I want that kid compensated. Wrong is wrong and right is right. But we aren't doing that. So now this reparations task force, 5-member economic consulting team, reported that under the initiative, qualifying black residents in the state could qualify for $223,000 per person. Almost $250,000. I'm guessing tax-free. Now, let's ask this question. If you get that money, are you done? Can you no longer march for Black Lives Matter and raise your fist up and not salute the flag and whatever else? Are you done? Let me ask you, do you think this would solve the problem and black folks would go, oh, you know what? Now we can start loving America. The only thing that I can tell you that I can guarantee you will happen if you give the average black person $223,000 is you'll have a lot of black folks who squander $223,000. That's what I can guarantee you. And there will be people all around them with non-black names taking advantage of these black folks.
Radio show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says Brittany Griner is in good spirits and is in generally good health. Griner was released from Russian custody as part of a prisoner swap.
The deal that we got with Ms. Griner was the only deal we could get, and now was the only moment we could get it.
Meanwhile, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the United States will continue to work to bring back retired Marine Paul Whelan, who's still in Russian custody. A criminal investigation continues in North Carolina after thousands of people were left without power for close to 5 days.
The lights are back on in Moore County, North Carolina. Crews fully restored power to homes and businesses on Wednesday after gunfire knocked out two substations last weekend that left thousands without power for days. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Self-importance. I talk about this subject quite a bit. I talk about it in the context of ego, because people will say, Kevin, you've got an ego. And I go, so do you. Ego is I, self. Yeah, I have an ego. The question is, do I have a big ego? And the shorter answer is, heck yeah, I deserve it. No, I'm kidding. I do deserve to have a big ego. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I don't have one. I have a good, healthy ego. I know my importance in the world. And here's what I can tell you. I'm no better than anybody else. I'm no worse, but I'm no better. There are things that I've done that may give me more notoriety, and you may feel like, hey, that's my buddy, he's a star or whatever. Let me tell you, I don't think that way. I have friends that will call me, Kevin, hey, somebody doesn't believe I know you, man. And, you know, we play the phone game, and it always cracks me up because I think to myself, who thinks that much of me? And I'm flattered. Don't misunderstand me. I'm flattered. I'm really happy that there's somebody out there, people out there, many of them, millions, who believe that I am something special. But I promise you, in my mind, I'm no more special than you. Not. And I can tell you, there are many people out there who know me well, and they will vouch for that, that I'm an ordinary guy. If you have my phone, many of my friends, they call me if I'm recording or doing something else. Then, you know, I can't speak to him, but I call him right back. Now, I can't believe you called me right back. And I'm like, why? I mean, man, I know you're busy. You're probably busy too. I mean, did you call me to goof or did you call me for a reason? Yeah, I had a question. Okay, great. I have an answer. You're lucky you called me or I had an answer or time. If I don't have time, I'm not going to call you, or at least not that minute. But I'm not caught up in it, and there are many of us in the conservative movement who understand that. Brandon Tatum's a good guy like that. Brandon, if he's busy, he won't talk to you. But if he's not busy, hey, Kev, what's up, man? How you doing, bro? Great guy. Many others, I could name them. But then there are many of them who are full of themselves. Self-important. You know, it's one thing to be self-aware to say, I'm not going to be abused. I tell you all the time, one of the things I learned in therapy is the biggest form of abuse is self-abuse. I won't self-abuse. You won't guilt me into it or anything. When I say no, it's no. I used to not be that way. I would say, yes, 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 yes. And then I'd resent it when you tell me no. Because I had yesed you to death. Well, that's just a person who's better at dealing with their time. And they don't care how many times you yes them, they will still know you. N-O, not K-N-O-W. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I bring this up because what I've kind of noticed, there's always these things that we can say what separates us from them. For example, we are separated from the left because we have morals and ethics. They have none. I repeat, they have none. Okay, very little. We don't want to speak in absolutes, right? Very little. They will steal money. They will take advantage of you any way they can and won't feel an ounce of guilt. They will, well, you did it. You left it out there. You teed it up. Why are you going to leave your wallet out there and expect me not to steal your money, Kevin Jackson? I mean, what kind of crazy person are you? Right? That's the way they think. They are more important. What they want supersedes what you have. What you have belongs to them when they have need. If they don't have a need, they may leave it alone. But when they have a need, they will take it. I can give you example after example of this. Self-importance. The left believe that their way of thinking supersedes yours. It doesn't matter if their way of thinking gets them in trouble, if it violates any canon of ethics or morality, because theirs is relative. It moves with whatever they want. So whatever they're thinking, whatever background they have or whatever, that's the way it is. We don't think that way. We look at it as, you know what, no matter what, you should still be able to express your opinion. I know it sounds weird. You're like, Kevin, what are you talking about? Just something as simple as opinions? Indeed, something as simple as opinions can make a leftist say, I want to shut you up, and in some cases they mean for good. Vijaya Gadji, the former general counsel of Twitter, supposedly cried after Elon Musk threatened to buy Twitter. Spring of 2022, this is when it was, I think I'm going to buy you. Politico at the time, the Twitter spokesperson, Trenton Kennedy, I'm going to get these words out in a minute, said Gadji became emotional when discussing her team's impact and the pride that she feels in them. Since 2011, Vijaya Gadji, I'm trying to pronounce it the Indian way, the key executive charged with overseeing Twitter's trust and safety, legal and public policy functions. Seen internally as Twitter's moral authority, the executive tasked with handling sensitive issues like harassment and, quote, dangerous speech, played a key role in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story in October of 2020, right before the presidential election. That's who we're talking about. This self-important person who said, I will decide the fate of the nation. And you know what's interesting? A first-generation immigrant. Parents came over from India, I believe from Hyderabad, and she was born here in the United States. First generation. Do you think with her parents immigrating from India and understanding that whole situation, that the last thing that this censorship advocate at Twitter, who gaslit the world on the Joe Rogan podcast, censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, is the person who is setting the standard for freedom in America. Anyway, unbelievable. Here's the article. Musk tweeted several thoughts about Gadji's political bias in censoring speech on the platform. Musk posted a graphic featuring Gadji after her and Jack Dorsey's interview with Joe Rogan, which occurred in March of 2019. He was responding to a tweet by a political podcaster, a guy named Saigir Njedi, who stated that Gadji famously gaslit the world on Rogan's podcast. And then she tried to justify her decision that she and others made about the laptop story. They pushed the idea that, you ready for this? Context is more important. It is why content is flagged, she believes. It helps users understand and qualifies what qualifies as abusive speech and what doesn't. And what she does is she's the person who says, I will put this into context for you. Because we can't do that for ourselves. The guy goes on to say this. She seemed to speak out of both sides of her mouth when it comes to her views of free discourse, because in a 2017 NYU Law Forum discussion, she was asked to comment on the purpose of Twitter as a platform for free speech. Before I go into that, let me say this. I think people should be able to sue this woman, personally. She says, I look at what Twitter means in the world and what type of conversation it's enabled. And to me, there is nothing better than having a political discourse played out in open view and having access to your elected officials. Be able to hold them accountable. So in that sense, I think it's a great thing because it wasn't always possible. Before, she says, the media often acted as a filter between citizens and elected officials, and now there's a direct dialogue. Now the consequences of that direct dialogue are unfolding in front of us and not something that we could have predicted. But one of the reasons I went to work for Twitter is because it did provide this microphone, you ready, for all citizens around the world to engage on issues that are important to them. Wow. Sounds like she actually had a heart. At one point, had a soul. But sometime between 2017 and 2020, and understanding that Donald Trump would have easily won the next election if they just let Biden's stuff come out to the fore, if they just let people make up their minds about him, if they let the real public opinion bubble up and dare the Democrats to try to cheat, because nobody would want Biden, but she didn't do that. Because she's self-important. Who should be the one making those decisions? Life and death decisions in many cases, because let's face it, how many people died under Biden's watch? How many people did they kill with COVID? How many people did they kill with COVID vaccines? How many people did Biden kill in Afghanistan? How many people have Biden and the left die in drive-by shootings, in the day-to-day crime that happens all over this country in every big city controlled by who? By whom? Who? Democrats. But no, she wants to be a filter. She wanted to be a filter, apparently, when I made the comment of, listen, why is the New York Times considered fake news when they published a story that was a blatant lie that said Sicknick was killed by getting a fire extinguisher smashed in his face and having a stroke? Not having a stroke, because he died from a stroke, but that and being pepper sprayed, when in fact he died from a stroke. Yeah, who is the purveyor of truth there? I lost all my followers, got banned from the account for doing absolutely nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Ever had anybody tell you, you're full of it. You're full of it, Kevin Jackson.
You go, really? Full of what?
What was it? Full of ego? Full of crap? I'll finish it for you. When it was used for me, it was usually that. You're full of it. You're so full of yourself. That's the way they would frame it. And it was probably true. At the time, whatever it was. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm really reflecting on it right, it wasn't many dudes telling me this, because guys were, most of us were full of it. But I think it was mostly girls. And it was either girls that I liked and, you know, we dated and they were sick of my egomaniacal, whatever things I was doing at the time. And I'm not telling you I was a bad guy, because I wasn't. I wasn't. But men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and you don't even recognize when you're full of it. You don't recognize when you're, you know, putting on airs, when you're, you know, self-aggrandizing and you're making yourself, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And everybody's going, okay, you're something to look at, but you need to maybe keep your mouth shut or maybe tone it down because you're full of it. Well, we outgrow it. Most of us decide to figure out in our scheme of things that we are not that big of a deal. Now, as I like to tell people, there go I by the grace of God. So whatever your ailment is, whatever your issue is, whatever your peccadillo is, there go I by the grace of God. Because I could be in any circumstance that God would put me in, testing me in ways that I probably wouldn't want to be tested. There go I but by the grace of God. But Democrats are full of it. And they don't outgrow it. They're full of it to the bitter end. They're full of it. They're full of how big they are, how great they are. They think they are the people who should tell you how to think, how to act, how to be. Nothing is more infuriating to me than that. You know, think about what, like couture. I'm just using this as an example. It comes to mind. So you get this idea of this is what is in. They tell you this is what is in this year and this is what is out. Now, a year can go by. Beautiful designs. I'm not into couture. I'm just not. I mean, I wear some fashionable clothes and I do have a cheap place that I shop and get some stuff. But I'm not into it per se. I don't try to stay up with the trends and whatever. I'm probably solidly 2 years behind any trend. But if it looks good to me, I'm okay. It's kind of like wine for me. People go, oh, that's last year's vintage. This is this year's vintage. You should taste this. And you go, I like last year's better. Oh, it's because you don't have a sophisticated enough palate. No, it's because I like last year's better. See, there are people out there trying to sell wine, the next generation of wine. Just tell people, this year wasn't as good as 3 years ago. But they don't have the heart to do that. I mean, the wine business might, but I'm saying the Democrats metaphorically don't have the heart to do that. They don't want to admit that one thing's better. As I said, I went to wine tastings with sommeliers who say, Kevin, this wine is very good. You like, and I go, it's okay. And they go, okay, well, try this one. Oh, I like this one better. That one's cheaper. Really? I like it better. Just because you tell me cheaper doesn't mean, oh, I guess I should like the more expensive one. Nope. Let my palate stay unsophisticated if I can save some money. So I'm not so full of myself that, and by the way, with respect to wine, I would tell you, I'd go, you know what, that wine's more expensive, but I like the cheaper version. And I can tell you from experience, having been to these things where a guy told me, taste these. I tasted them both. And they asked people, they'd say, taste this Dom Perignon. That's what they did at this wine tasting. So people tasted Dom Perignon. I hate champagne. So it didn't matter to me. Then they go, now taste this one. It's blah, 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 right? So we taste blah, blah, blah. And I don't like either one of them. So he's like, well, which, you know, Dom Perignon sells for 100 and something per bottle. And this one sells for $7 a bottle. And everybody's like, so which do you like better? And all the snobs were, oh, of course, the Dom Perignon. No, I mean, isn't it obvious? And the guy goes, they're the same. One is bottled under Dom Perignon, and the other one is bottled for the public consumption, $7 a bottle, $125 a bottle for Dom. This was a few years back. I don't know what it costs now. The only difference was the label. Same wine, same in this case, champagne. So you're not going to convince me that, oh, this is better because it's price. No, it isn't. It's a bait and switch. But anyway, let me get back to these full, because I'm talking about this lady Gaddy. So she's discussing Twitter, and they ask her why Twitter isn't available in China. She says it's partly because Twitter is unwilling to do the types of things they would need to do to be unblocked in China. One of which is, you ready for this? Active censorship of anything political and easy access for the government and for user data. Mm-hmm. This is what the chief person of Twitter's, you know, morality office said. So she talks about the media filter that separates the ordinary citizen from the elites, the people who would dare say, shut that person down, which in China happens all the time. But as this guy writes, she's tone deaf regarding her role in Twitter policies that would later serve to filter many innocent users, as well as the president of the United States, off the platform. I keep going back to that incident where Trump was taken off. President of the United States. The leader of the free world, as they like to call him, gets kicked off Twitter. And a lot of this nation liked it. We're happy that they... I can't believe he tweets. He needs to stop with all that tweeting. They said, she archived 2015 Washington Post op-ed. They said, lays bare her confusing and rather conditional belief system about free speech, especially if one understands the animus and intent behind the First Amendment. She argues that Twitter's mission is to give everyone the power to create and share ideas and information instantly without barriers. This is also the essence of the freedom of expression. The idea that everyone has a voice and a right to use it. That is a quote from her. However, it's pretty apparent that she's not reliably dedicated to free speech, at least as it relates to the original intent. She's concerned about abuse and bullying and hate speech. The guy writes this, Gatke's internal conflict seems to surface when facing the problem of combating abuse on the platform. She says it's Twitter's job to combat abuse without chilling or silencing speech. In the United States, the U.S. Constitution protects and guarantees the freedom of speech and mentions nothing about the kinds of contextual or abusive concerns that people like Gatke and others seem to espouse. And here's what I will tell you. One person, this way I'm talking right now on the radio, to some people is combative. Kevin, you're, and I get it. I would have to talk like this for them to sort of not be as, feel as threatened. I would have to say things like, Gatke's internal conflict seems to surface when she's talking about combating abuse on Twitter's platform, and she wants to do that without chilling or silencing speech. And that's what we're here to discuss today. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighbor. Would you be my? Would you be my? Oh my gosh. So she said at one point she had tripled the size of the team whose job it is to protect users, a team that has, quote, invested heavily in tools and enforcement solutions that enable Twitter to better detect, act, and limit the reach of abusive content. And she's the person who determines abusive content. One of these people full of it, who hires other people who are full of it. And they understand what's abusive and what isn't. But they don't do it partisanly. No, it's not about partisanship. No, it's what's for the greater good. And you don't know. You're not sophisticated enough to know. But she should know. I mean, she's a product of good upbringing and good genes and good indoctrination. Good learning. Not you. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a group of elites who had woke shirts in the closet, who were, you tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, but look at the number of people. Who's having to beg their way back on that is a non-conservative? Well, tell me what leftist is begging their way back onto Twitter. I'll wait. In fact, I'll wait until after this broadcast, and you can let me know at 844-551-8255, because you're not going to find many, if any. There are plenty of conservatives out there who have our voices silenced.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.